Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something seeks to celebrate the craft of live storytelling. The Missoula community comes together for a night of shared stories, told live, focused on a theme. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on August 19th, 2014 at the Top Hat Lounge in Missoula, Montana. This edition of Tell Us Something features 10 storytellers telling a story based upon the theme, Busted! This week's story comes to us from Kim Maynard and is titled, Don't Hop Through the Barstow Yard. Thank you for listening.
Okay, so Peter, Joe, and I were walking down what we thought was just a long, lonesome road. And it was getting awfully hot and the sun was rising. And I was thinking pretty hard about what food might be ahead if we could just get to some town. When all of a sudden we heard this sound of a car coming up behind us and we said, wow, Joe said, it's a ride. And we three of us started running up to it. And all of a sudden this two-toned beat up old Toyota Corolla pulls up and stops right ahead of us. And as we're running up, these two guys, kind of scruffy looking with t-shirt and jeans and stuff, bust out of both sides of it, and one of them levels a gun at us, and whoa, we stop right there like they told us to. What's going on here? And I'm thinking, really? Is this a holdup? I mean, it's not like we have a whole lot to steal, but, you know, if they wanted my bedroll and had a few bucks, I mean, they could have it. I was pretty sure Peter was going to give them whatever he had, and Joe, well, I didn't know Joe all that well, but, you know, I figured he'd probably ante up as well, And then I'm looking around going, it's not like there's a whole lot of places to run either. On one side was the California desert, and you could see those little heat waves beginning to rise out there. And on the other side is this fence. About 2 miles back, we had just hopped that fence because we were trying to get away from the railroad yard and all the cops that might be hanging out there and looking at for us. So we weren't going back in there. So what do you do? We sat down and we gave them our IDs and we answered their questions like, hey, did you see that huge no trespassing sign at the beginning of the road or the one that says railroad employees only pass this point? And we're going, of course not. You know, we didn't start at the beginning of the road. But so there we were sitting there waiting. And so you see, Peter and I had started hopping freight trains back in Santa Fe, New Mexico. That was just a few days ago. And we were, the first night we were out, we nearly froze our butts off until we ran into Joe. Joe is this young hobo kind of guy, and he showed us the ropes and things like bring a huge piece of cardboard and you can jam it into the axle underneath the semi-tractor trailers that are riding on their cars, you know, keeps the wind off of you. You can jam a spike into the railroad spike into the cargo doors and the box cars, and that keeps it from slamming shut. And oh, and never get on or off a train unless it's stopped, because that's a big no-no. Stuff like that. And so, so there we were, the three of us, and we started working our way west and hopping trains, and it was a pretty good deal. And this last train, now that was the top. So we had jumped on it, and then every time it stopped, we'd jump off and kind of run up a few cars and kept doing that until finally we got to the engine. You know how they have, like on a train, you got the first engine, then they have several others behind it. So we had got onto the last of those engines, and man, it was nice. It was air-conditioned and warm when you needed it, and they had this little tiny refrigerator about this big that had little cartons of water. I was like, whoa, we made it. This is awesome. And then at one stop, an engineer got on, and we thought, oh, shit, we're busted there. But nope, he said, let me tell you some stories. He started telling us hobo stories and train stories and various things. It was pretty cool. And he also told us that as we're heading towards Barstow, California, you got to watch out. That's the hottest yard in the nation. Hottest yard meaning a lot of railroad cops. So when we pulled into Barstow, he gets off one side. Three of us get off the other side. We hightail it over the tracks and finally see this fence, pop over the fence to the road that's on the other side. All right, we made it. This is pretty cool. And that's where we were. We were walking down the road, and these scruffs come up and stop us. So there we are. We're sitting there 45 minutes later, and these two guys kind of wandered back to us, dropped the gun by then, and said, "Hey, you know, you guys really should not be trespassing here. This is railroad property." And we said, "Yeah, we know," you know, kind of apologized all over ourselves. And they said, "Well, you know, you really shouldn't be hopping freight trains." "Yeah, we know." And then we're all sitting there, all five of us standing around going, okay, kind of obviously all five of us thinking the same thing at the same time. What's next? So, well, we could go walk all the way back to the yard, which was probably 3 miles back that direction. Well, that would just put us in the middle of the yard where they didn't want us in the first place. We could keep walking up ahead. Well, then obviously we'd be trespassing still, and we sure weren't going over that fence. So we jumped in the back of their two-tone beat-up Toyota Corolla, and they took us into town. Pretty nice deal. And then with the bearded guy, as we're getting out, he says, "And you know, we don't want you back here in Barstow Yard ever again." And from this day on, I've never been back there.
Thank you for your support of live storytelling and local art. The Bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years, the Top Hat now serves food and offers, in addition to great music, comedy shows, performance art, and film. TopHatLounge.com. Haley Faust. Haley Faust is a graphic and media designer based in the heart of the Rocky Mountains. From concept to final design launch, Haley puts her heart and soul into your design project. HaleyFaust.com. Zoo City Apparel, custom screen printing. ZooCityApparel.BigCartel.com. Rock and Rudy's, your source for the best gifts, music, and more. Great people, great music. RockandRudy's.com. Podcast production by Nathan Zavolny of Missoula Soundworks, MissoulaSoundworks.com. Thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and especially to the storytellers, Reed Reimers, Jennifer Edwards, Steve Gonzalez, Ingrid Beal, Megan Hollinsworth, Ben Weiss, Kim Maynard, Kate Morris, Nita Maddox, and Courtney Blakely Shields. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. The next Tell Us Something is scheduled for October 9th at the Top Hat. The theme is The Things We Carry. See you then.